Columbus City officials want to improve safety or ultimately shut down a Northeast Side apartment that's known for violence. In the last 2 years, the Nelson Apartments on Maryland Avenue have been the backdrop for drug complaints, assaults, and murders, including one last month. Joining me now is Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Debbie.
Your office first started looking into this complex last year after a murder. Why was it still open then when the murder happened last month?
Well, this is a very large apartment complex, and in order to build some of these nuisance abatement cases that allows the city to use legal authority in front of a court to shut down an apartment complex like this, it takes time to build cases with the Columbus Police Department. We protect property rights in this country, and obviously so we have to get a burden of proof that's necessary to convince a court that will allow us to take action in these nuisance abatement actions.
And what kinds of proof do you need then?
Evidence of gang activity, guns, drugs, you know, that certainly rises to the level. And having not just one instances, but multiple instances of that taking place, that way we can go to a court and present our evidence. We're working with other city officials to explore opportunities to allow violence to be included in that. Right now, violence actually is not in the state code as for nuisance abatement allowed to be included. We're looking at the possibilities on the city level of including violence in our nuisance abatement code, but it's really the criminal activity that one would think would be a nuisance in a neighborhood.
From start to finish, what's usually the timetable?
Well, it's so hard to say depending on the size of the apartment complex, how difficult it is for drug buys to take place, evidence of gang activity, all that has to be done in conjunction with the Columbus Division of Police. They're very close partners of ours in these efforts, and it's hard to say exactly how long it will take because it's not a one-size-fits-all prescription.
Do you usually get pushback from the owners?
Typically, the owners do not cooperate. Sometimes they do. In the instance of Nelson Park, however, we certainly have their attention as a city. Our zone lawyer, Shayla Favor, as well as the Columbus Division Police have been working with the owners of Nelson Park. As a result of that, they've hired special duty. They've installed lighting along fences. They've tweaked their rental agreements for a lifetime ban policy. They've implemented new screening. They have social service tutoring, GED classes, mobile vaccines, job placement. They have a camera system that CPD has access to. So we certainly have their attention, but they are still on our radar screen.
The Nelson apartments are in a lower income neighborhood. Residents probably don't have many options should that apartment complex close. So where would they go?
Well, the city has resources in working with various agencies to help displaced individuals should an apartment shut down regardless of the size. And that unit would be mobilized in the instance that something like this would happen, Nelson Park being shut down. Certainly, that is a consideration that we take into place for how large the apartment complex is and displacing all of those hundreds, sometimes thousands of residents, depending on the size. But it is not the determinative factor. At the end of the day, if this is a really bad place that's causing havoc on a neighborhood, then we want to do our part under the law to make sure that the quality of life in our neighborhoods are safe and strong.
There are some problematic complexes around the city. The Wedgewood Village apartments on the west side were the deadliest in Columbus last year. How many of these types of cases do you have going on at one time?
Well, there's numerous cases going on. Wedgewood, for example, you know, there's a couple thousand people that live at Wedgewood. There's 59 buildings, 649 units. And I have to give a lot of kudos to the Columbus Division of Police, both for Nelson Park and Wedgewood, because they have worked so diligently with the ownership of both those groups to identify plans that is approved by CPD. I can say with Wedgewood, they pay a couple $100,000 a year for special duty out of their own pocket for Columbus Police to patrol off-duty hours that apartment complex.
With the spike in homicides last year in the city, is there more of an effort to cracking down on problem apartment complexes and also problem houses?
I would not want to live next to one of these properties, and neither should anyone else in the city of Columbus. And that's the standard I have. And as we approach corner stores, single family homes, or apartment complexes, if there is criminal activity taking place and we can legally build a case as the city attorney in front of the environmental court, then we will do our best either to rectify the situation immediately or shut it down.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein about the process for shutting down problem apartment complexes. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me, Debbie.